With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a Crowd podcast.
Today is a Sideman episode, and previously he didn't do that well on Quiz Chat Repeat. Let's hope he gets on better today. Good luck, Sideman. I'm Makita Oliver, it's Sport Wednesday, and our guest is Sideman, DJ, comedian, podcast host. Sideman, you've said your sport knowledge isn't huge. How do you think you're going to do today?
Appallingly, but let's do this!
Let's do this! As ever, there are 15 points to play for. Question number one. With a circumference of 29.5 inches, what is the largest sports ball?
Oh, gosh. Dodgeball.
Incorrect. We were looking for basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Question number two. What kitchen utensil is traditionally awarded to the bottom place team in rugby's Six Nations? You seen it been given?
A fork.
The correct answer is a wooden spoon, but a fork would probably be more apt if you've just been placed bottom. Question number three. Doha, 2019. London, 2017. And Beijing, 2015. These were the last three hosts of which event?
The World Cup.
Incorrect. We were looking for the World Athletics Championships. Question number four. What sport is Phil Tufnell associated with? He's on Question of Sport. That's the only reason I know him. Let's break down the main sports, okay? He's one of the main, from one of those main sports.
Okay.
An elder gentleman.
Okay. I feel like going for football is like going for low-hanging fruit. So, let's just go for football.
The answer I was looking for was cricket.
Oh, gosh. For some reason, hockey was in my head and I was like, we don't play hockey.
Yeah, here. That would have been rogue as an answer. You're just going to start saying anything. Question number five. Which Scottish town is known as the home of golf?
I don't believe Edinburgh is a town. Or is it?
It is a city.
Is town and city considered the same thing?
No.
Okay. To be clear, I've always been geographically challenged, to be very clear. So I don't know the answer to this one.
The correct answer is St. Andrews.
Okay.
So the next time you want to visit the home of golf, someone says, God, I wish I knew where the home of golf was. You'd be like,
I
do know. That's St. Andrews.
I know. And the conversation will be enriched by my knowledge.
Oh my God, we got a boxing one. Ready?
Hey.
Question number six. Jake LaMotta was a boxer, but which 1980s film portrayed his life? Famous boxing film.
And who portrayed his life?
What was the name of the film? I think we can tell you that the character was played by De Niro, Robert De Niro.
Oh, gosh, I needed it to be played by Sylvester Stallone.
Damn, I was looking for Sylvester.
So
you're talking about Rocky. So there's Rocky and then there's this film, and they are the big boxing films of the 80s.
I can only think of Rocky. I have no idea what this film is. Maybe when you say it, I'll be like, oh, man. But right now, drawing a blank.
I'm going to say it. Raging Bull.
Maybe I will have to go back and watch it now.
Question number seven. Football. All right.
Hey.
England women's captain Steph Houghton plays for which club?
I should know this, you know. Because I've done a lot of campaigns for the women's football team. Wow. I say like two.
Well, you really should know it then.
Manchester.
Yes! Correct. Hey. Manchester City. Okay. In what year in the 90s did the FIFA World Cup see the back pass rule introduced? Which year in the 90s did the FIFA World Cup see the back pass rule introduced?
97.
Incorrect. We're looking for 94. Oh my God, we got a hockey. Oh no, you don't know anything about hockey. You just wanted to say it before.
I've got a cousin that plays hockey, but are in no contact whatsoever.
Get ready to make that long distant cousin really proud. Question 9. A game of ice hockey is played over 3 periods. How long is each period?
20 minutes.
I want to cry. Correct.
Whoa.
Correct.
Whoa. My cousin whose name I can't remember. I did it for you.
Not so estranged now.
I did it for you, bro.
Okay. Your final 3 questions, they have multiple correct answers. For 1 point, and it is a tennis question, the USA has produced more number one ranked singles players than any other country. There are 2 countries in joint second place. We'd like you to name one of those countries.
Britain.
Incorrect. We were looking for Australia and Spain. Both have produced 5 number one players.
I was just thinking about that guy that we always have, that we always hype. What's his name again?
What's his name?
Do you not know who I'm talking about?
No, I do, but I'd like, just for a side question, what's his name? Okay, let's not put you through any more unnecessary.
I know this guy as well, you know, but I can't remember his name.
That's all right, because then you'll get it and we'll go, oh, that's not part of the quiz. It's Andy Murray.
There we go.
There we go.
My guy.
Back to the quiz. My guy. Can't even name him. Question number 11. For 2 points, can you name any 2 footballers to win the Premier League with 2 different clubs? Any 2 footballers to win the Premier League with 2 different clubs? Did you say you don't like football?
I don't. It's not that I don't like it. I'm just impartial.
Okay. To the point of not being able to name a player?
Yeah, I can name players. Naming players isn't the issue.
Let's just name some players.
Naming a player that has accomplished the accomplishment that you're specifically speaking of. Shall we go with... Does it have to be a British player?
No, no, no. They're from all over. Because they're just playing in the Premier League.
I'm just going to... Oh, gosh.
But there's some British. There's some British.
This is stressing me out. Let's just go with Wayne Rooney.
Incorrect. Anyone else you want to shout out?
Rio Ferdinand.
Yeah, why not? Rio again.
Yeah.
We were looking for Kolo Touré, Arsenal and Man City.
Don't know him.
Henning Berg, Blackburn Rovers and Man United.
No idea.
Nicolas Anelka, Arsenal and Chelsea.
Never heard of him.
Ashley Cole, Arsenal and Chelsea.
Impossible.
Gael Clichy, Arsenal and Man City.
I thought I was a girl.
Carlos Tevez, Man United and Man City. Robert Huth, Chelsea and Leicester City. Mark Schwarzer, Chelsea and Leicester City. N'Golo Kante, Leicester City and Chelsea. Riyad Mahrez, Leicester City and Man City. And James Milner, Man City and Liverpool.
I don't know these people.
All right, last question in sport. Woo! We're getting out of here, Sideman. We're getting out of here alive. Question number 12. For 3 points, can you name 3 of the 5 biggest stadiums in the UK? This is by capacity. Come on, you probably played them all.
Oh, gosh. Wembley.
Correct. Number 1, 90,000 people can fit into Wembley.
Is the O2 Arena considered a stadium?
Unfortunately not.
Okay. Well, gosh.
You got to be quite into sports and want to go watch.
What's the one that Arsenal's at? What's that called?
The Emirates Stadium. It's not in the top 5. It's actually number 9 on this list. Emirates Arsenal.
Where's Old Trafford then? Where am I getting that from?
There we go. Old Trafford's there. Number 3. Okay. 75,371 people fit into Old Trafford. That's in Manchester. Well, you could have had Twickenham Stadium, 82,000. Principality Stadium, or the Millennium Stadium, 74,500. And Murrayfield Stadium, 67,144. Your scores at the end of the sports round are 4 points. We will talk you through your points after this break.
The truth about the Haditha massacre has been covered up, but not anymore.
I know you know what happened.
They went into houses and killed women and children.
What are you thinking?
What a mess.
U.S. Marines murdered innocent civilians in cold blood.
And at the center of it all
is 25-year-old Sergeant Frank Wooderich.
And me. Murder in House 2. A new podcast from Crowd Network.
Sideman, have you ever liked sports? Did you like sports day at school?
Yeah, I liked sports day at school because it meant that I didn't have to do my lessons, though. Yeah.
Did you excel at anything in particular?
Not really. There's no sport that I excel at. I was just kind of medium at everything.
Medium at the egg and spoon.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally just right smack in the middle of everything.
Okay.
Like unexceptional, but not completely terrible.
Okay. And when did you, is that why you turned to comedy? Did you turn to comedy quite young?
Yeah, because I realized like a life of sports just wasn't for me. I had two left feet. It just wasn't for me.
How old were you when you turned to comedy?
Quite early. I looked in the mirror. The first time I kind of like glanced in the mirror, I was like, okay, I need to make them laugh. And then I was like, okay, cool, we'll do that then.
See, that's insane to me because, I mean, I'm on TV, but that's not the same as having to make people laugh. So there must be some sort of innate, quiet confidence and strength within you to put yourself through that young.
I think that comes from hearing people laugh as many times as I have. Like, in conversation. So if I'm having random conversations with people and every so often they laugh at something I say, it kind of helps me to build that confidence. And then you kind of have a knowing of yourself, like, okay, I can do this.
And you sort of just keep getting better and better, or just keep...
Yeah, keep getting better and better. And like sometimes as well, like I copy and paste conversations. I say things to people that they think it's the first time I've said it, but it's not.
You're joking.
Yeah, 100%.
How much of this conversation has been had before by you with another?
A magician never reveals his tricks.
Okay. I feel used. Properly used. Okay, thank you, Sideman. Lovely to talk to you today. Thank you for doing your Sports Wednesday quiz chat repeat.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, Sideman, you gotta love him. And it's the taking part that counts. If you want more Sideman in your life, and why wouldn't you? Go and download The Mentor. That's his podcast with Rick Lewis. It's hugely inspiring. Just search for The Mentor in your podcast app. So if you're listening while fixing a door handle that's been broken for 6 months or just pretending to work, let's do it all again tomorrow.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.